had to leave the show early yesterday to go and get surgery, so we didn't get to try worst lead, do-over lead at 9:30 or so. You want to try that this morning?
Sure.
Yes?
And I felt like I had a pretty good one yesterday, too.
Yeah, you did have
Pete
a good
Rose
lead.
One.
Yeah, your Pete Rose lead was excellent yesterday.
But everybody's were good, so ooh, that would have been tough.
Yesterday would have been a tough day.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sophie's Choice. You don't. Nobody knows that reference, except maybe Curtis.
Yes.
That's a movie, right?
Yes, yeah, a movie. We could do that today if you want. Tomorrow on the show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45. And then Friday, we are in Newport, Rhode Island, as a part of the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be at the Audrain Automobile Museum for a Flex Friday roadshow Friday morning. I've heard from a lot of people, DM-wise or other, who are going to come out. So
I'm excited.
I'm hoping. Well, you love cars.
Yeah, I do love cars. But I heard you guys talking about the dress or whatever.
The garden party.
And then Courtney brought up some, what the hell was it called?
Equestrian chic.
Yes, equestrian chic.
Yeah.
And then I heard Greg go, equestrian grandma chic. Yeah, what the hell is equestrian chic?
Greg has a Pinterest board of sorts that he can share with you that have some outfits that people wore last year.
Yeah, we're going to have to dress you.
Is that like the horseback where they hit the thing, like the polo?
Well,
is that
equestrian? Equestrian does mean horse, horse related.
Right.
But a lot of sweater capes?
Courtney.
Definitely.
Probably. It's Newport. It's Newport. So, yes, there will be some sweater capes. We'll help you pick an outfit out if you want today for the party.
I might just come up there Timboed out. Tim's and fatigues.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, do what you want. Who cares?
I mean, I was going to do what I want anyways. Yeah. There was no way I was dressed in equestrian chic.
I've chosen my outfit. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, yeah. You've got a...
Yeah, I'm going to be in a monochrome outfit of sorts.
What the hell is a monochrome outfit?
That means one color.
Yeah. I mean, oh, that what that means?
Yeah.
Is it coastal grandmas or a little bit...
it's equestrian chic.
It's equestrian chic.
Everybody knows equestrian chic.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? And this is Courtney, she didn't create the word. It was a good use of it. But, like, why do we have a word for just saying same color?
I don't know.
Great question, Curtis.
You could say it's monochromatic or you could say it's red.
So mono means one color?
Yeah, but like if
mono
just said,
means one.
If you said it's red, it would be like Wiggy's sweatsuit that he wore on the show last week and then to Foxwoods.
Yeah.
Like it was one shade of red. This is multiple shades of like a tan.
Mm. Well, it should be a good time. It's at a mansion.
Ooh.
And the Newport mansions are great. You love a good mansion party.
I do.
What
time will the freak off begin?
No freak off scheduled. So I can tell you one thing I will not be wearing, and that is a $2,300 cardigan. And that brings me to my lead this morning.
What a segue.
Thank you, Curtis. So a lot of talk about Travis Kelce and whether or not he is focused on football. Patrick Mahomes just celebrated his 29th birthday, and we now know what Travis Kelce gifted him with for his birthday.
Okay.
To the tune of $70,000.
Damn.
For his 29th birthday, Travis Kelce gave Patrick Mahomes an engraved Rolex.
Wow.
At $54,200.
Wow.
Not bad.
A Louis Vuitton collab red wool cardigan with Park Ciobo. That's the collab, Courtney. So $2,300 sweater.
Wow.
And six bottles of Masetto red wine.
Wow.
Which are each valued at over $1,000. So, Wiggy, you know this.
Yep.
If you're not getting the football, you're not getting the snaps, the tugs that you like, what do? You buy off the quarterback.
You definitely buy off the quarterback.
Is that what's going on here?
Yes.
That is what is going on here?
That's what I would do.
Okay. All right. So pretty nice friend to have.
Mm-hmm.
If he's, I don't know what, I mean, I guess millionaires, I don't know what do they typically spend on the birthday of another millionaire? Is it Is it usually $70,000?
That's pretty good.
But is that a joint gift?
What do you mean a joint?
Is it from both Travis and Taylor? I would assume
so. I don't know.
No, no. Taylor has to come up. She got to come up higher than 70.
And what can you buy for somebody who's rich?
Right.
Like, I mean,
And Taylor's gift is tolerating that crazy family.
Well, if you're rich, I would take the Rolly. That you could.
Right.
If I was rich and somebody like rich to that level, and somebody brought me a Rolex, I'd be on board for that.
You'd throw him the ball more. Now, I will say, when it comes to where his priorities lie, there may be a question this morning on Travis Kelce because of the trailer that has dropped for his new game show, which he will be hosting on Prime. It is called, and Curtis, I think you have an issue here based on something you did this summer on the show with Jackson. It is called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Ooh.
The Travis Kelce game show, which he is hosting.
Really?
And here is the trailer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Travis Kelce, and welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? The game show where people can win ridiculous money just by answering questions about stuff we all learned back in elementary school.
The global phenomenon is back with a twist.
You guys ready to play?
Yeah!
We got a bunch of celebrities over there. If a player gets stuck on a question, they can cheat off the celebrities.
False!
It could be true or it could be false. Okay, all right now.
Every Wednesday, get your head.
I'm proud of you.
In the game.
Good job.
What was your major, Travis?
Criminal justice. If I'm going to go to school, I might as well learn how to not go to jail.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Part of Winning Wednesdays.
Okay.
I like it.
So it's a combination of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and Hollywood Squares.
Tell me again, Courtney, what his priority is. Is it football? Is that his priority
This is all pre-taped, just to let everybody know how that works. Game show was taped all through the off-season. That's why he's in multiple different suits throughout trailer.
That's why he stunk this year, because rather than being ready, focused on football in the off-season, he's out there doing game shows. He's on a world tour with Taylor Swift. I mean, just be like, keep it a buck, man. And he's probably done after this year, wouldn't you say?
I feel like he is, but who knows?
He's beginning the transition to TV life.
Yeah.
This is going to be his future. Like, he is going to be a host in some capacity, whether it's a talk show or
really? You heard sports. That and you think he should be a host of something?
Gronk is on TV right now.
Yeah,
so Kelce, I think, is going to go right down the Gronk.
So you think
if Gronk gets another deal at Fox, I will recreate the photo of Swayman, Don Sweeney, and Cam Neely together. That was a mistake. Gronk can't even speak English.
I think Travis will be good, but he'll be more like not Jordan Palmer.
Jesse Palmer.
He does The Bachelor.
Yeah.
He's doing The Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good watching. I don't know.
You're watching that.
You're a big fan?
Greg has been liking it.
Seems a bit out of your demo.
Well, Lindsay wanted to watch it, so the two of us watch it together.
That makes sense.
I've heard it's emotional.
It's very emotional. You can find love at any age. Curtis, I don't know if you know that or not.
I'm just happy that you're in love.
You can just, this woman is, I think she's in her, at least in her 60s.
She looks great.
But everybody knows it's fake, right?
No, I think it's real. I think she's really going to find love with one of these guys.
Okay. I think it's real, too, at that age. I mean, season one of The Golden Bachelor, not a good indicator of where we're going. But I think season two
the
is going to bring it back.
The thing they created was fake.
Yep. Yeah. That was a screw up.
there's been one other, and it was fake.
That's why that's why you should watch MILF Manor. That's more realistic.
I agree. That is really down to home.
You older women chasing younger men? Nothing there. Now that's real. The Golden Bachelor.
I will say this. I don't know if I should talk about it on the air or not, but and we don't have time for it right now. But there is one. There's a little teeny bit of trouble in paradise with me and DMs.
Uh-oh.
Based on something that she said last night.
Was this over ice cream?
It was over ice cream, yeah.
Day two at Van Leeuwen, did you go with the same flavor, or
no,
are we switching it up?
I went with the chocolate peanut butter, and it's going to be a real problem that that place is so close to me.
Greg, I have my hand to God when I say this. My mom, I guess, follows you on Instagram.
Yes.
And she, like, is the least, I don't even think she, I don't know how, I have no clue how she has it. But she said, Christopher, you know, Greg is certainly, he really enjoys his life. He's out a lot. And I said, yeah, he lives it up. And she's like, well, good for him. That ice cream looked good. My mom has never, ever commented on anything on social media. It was the strangest thing I had ever heard. She's a big fan of yours.
I'm delighted to hear that. I love your mom. But yeah, I don't know. Apparently, there's one thing. Do you know what the ick is?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's one thing about me that gives Lindsay the ick.
Only one?
Yeah, that's shocking. There's usually a few.
I thought it was your gas.
No, it's not even the gas.
Oh.
But we don't have time for it now. But at some point, we will probably get to that. We're going to get to They Said It at 7:20, Sean.
Are you going to die?
I was somewhat taken aback by it because it's never come up. It's been, I'm going on a year, so I was taken aback by it.
I'm sorry. Your Instagram story, Mitch just shared it. Yeah. Did you get a chocolate topping on top of the ice cream as well this time?
Yes.
Looks like some hot fudge.
No, those are the way Van Leeuwen does their chocolate jimmies.
Ooh,
is that they actually
jimmies.
Call them chocolate curls.
Where are they, though?
They are giant hunks of chocolate.
Okay.
So they've even taken Jimmy's to the next level.
Okay.
And be honest.
Only their chocolate sprinkles.
And Curtis, only for an additional $12.
I was going to say, be honest, those two over-under is $23.
it's over.
That looks like a perfect ice cream, though. Like, it looks creamy.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh.
It's hands above any other ice cream I've ever had. And there was a nice family in there.
Mm-hmm.
Older fella, I don't know, 45-year-old guy, his wife, his 20-something-year-old daughter. And as soon as I walked in, the guy turned around. He said, I knew it. I heard you talking about this place on the radio. We came over. I knew you'd be back for more.
Wow.
So,
they give it to you for the donut?
No, they don't give it to me.
What?
For
you had just clearly brought a customer.
No, I do not. They do not give it. I would like to collab with them, though, on a flavor to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
Oh,
agreed.
If anybody from Van Leeuwen Ice Cream is listening, I think that we'd make some money for our beneficiaries. Yeah,
we're going to have to do a deep dive in tasting, though, before we settle on one.
Yes. Well, that's the thing is, I feel like we could all, and our beloved listeners,
mm-hmm.
could all pick what the flavor is.
Ooh.
If we did a Greg Hill Show, Greg Hill Foundation, Van Leeuwen collab ice cream.
We should do it near Halloween, too, because reminder, there are still tickets available for the Halloween party at Moxie's to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
Yes, we are having a Halloween bash. Halloween is what we're calling it, at Moxie's in the Seaport on Halloween evening. Giant costume contest. It's presented by Ghost Tequila, which Courtney loves.
Love.
Who doesn't like a spicy marg with Ghost Tequila?
And the best thing about Ghost is that you don't need to put the jalapenos in, so then you have the seeds. Ghost just takes care of the spice
correct.
For you.
So it is
correct.
A spicy tequila?
Yes.
Yes.
That's right up
my you've never
alley.
Tried Ghost?
I haven't yet.
Oh,
no.
It's so,
oh
well, have you,
God,
you've been to Loco?
Yes, I have.
Loco makes their spicy margaritas with Ghost.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we would love to see you there. It's short dough on the tickets. What is it? 30
bucks?
$30. So please join us on Halloween. Wiggy loves Halloween.
Love Halloween.
I'm assuming that you and Mrs. Wiggins will dress up for this baby since you're the city Wigginses now.
I got one costume idea.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Courtney, for the plug on Halloween. And we'll get to what Brad Marchand said about Jeremy Swayman coming up during They Said It. First, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins took down the Flyers in preseason yesterday, 4-1 the final. Brandon Bussey was in goal. He had 13 saves in the win. And speaking of the Bruins, Nesson Bruins host Sophia Yurkstevich took to social media yesterday to announce, A, that she had signed a contract extension during the summer, but that she will be taking some time away from the team for personal reasons. So we're thinking of Sophia.
Excuse me. Bar pizza? Ice cream? Has it ever been done?
No.
Great text.
No.
Great text.
No.
Huh? I think that's
bar, not. Pizza,
don't
ice
don't do that. You're just no, you're taking two far great things and ruining both of them.
That's too far.
Don't do that.
During the news, you know how we did Would Wiggy Eat It the other day?
Yes.
Are we going to do Would Shime Drink It?
We are
during the news
yep
today.
Ooh,
all right.
Nice.
Coming up during the news, Would Shime Drink It? We'll get to that. What about seafood tower flavored
no
ice cream? What? Another text this morning.
Yeah. Let's do something normal, like a churro ice cream.
What
that sounds delicious.
Sure, like a churro, the Mexican
yes
pastry.
Yes.
With
it's
a
like
nice
a
cinnamon, bit of chocolate drizzle.
Yeah. Cinnamon stick.
We can go get it in the morning and say Buenos Aires to everybody, right,
yeah,
Courtney?
Yep.
Yes.
And everyone would know what you meant. The Celtics touched down in Abu Dhabi last night to kick off their preseason play against the Nuggets on Friday. And in football, Rashee Rice may be sidelined for the remainder of the year after being carted off the field early in the Chiefs' Sunday matchup with the Chargers. It seems like he suffered a torn ACL. They are going to be doing more tests to determine the extent of the injury and how long he will really be
Mahomes
out.
Mahomes should send him a gift for knocking him out of the season because he's the one who hurt him trying to tackle
yeah
that guy on the interception.
Yep.
So Mahomes should send him a cardigan and a rolly.
Well, he shouldn't have been playing this year anyway. So it's amazing. Von Miller is out and he should be. But Rashee Rice endangers the public, creates this awful accident, leaves the scene of the crime, and doesn't miss a snap of football all year.
Chime, safe to assume that they'll be all over trying to get Davante Adams?
You'd think, but at the same time, they haven't shown a willingness to want to spend money on receivers. Like, they haven't the last couple years, ever since they dealt Tyreek Hill.
And the Raiders would be morons to trade him in division.
You would think, Curtis.
Yeah,
you
I don't think the Raiders would trade him there.
You would think.
Yeah,
but if we do the three-way, Greg,
yep,
you
right
can do it.
I love a good three-way.
Let's do it. Let's get Tooney back to Foxborough.
Right.
Trade for the Raiders to get Davante Adams and then trade him to the Chiefs.
Mm. You want to know where I think Davante Adams goes?
Where?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Woo! Damn, Bill won't have a lot of toys next year.
That's a lot of money on CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, and Davante Adams.
You have to be careful when you're yelling. I'm worried about your stitches.
No. My plastic surgeon just texted me, showed me a picture of what he took out of my face. I was like, God damn. And he said, I said, am I going to be cool for talking? He said, you'll be all good. And if anybody wants, you know, to look better, give him a follow at @chrislee.md or Clarioplastic Surgery. So
does he do breasts?
He does it all.
Oh, what do you
oh are you talking about
breasts?
Greg?
Once I have a child.
Yeah, he does it all.
Okay.
He
yeah
does everything.
You mean after a child?
After a child, I would like to cut them off, really.
Get a reduction.
Really? Big time. Yeah, I want them like to be non-existent.
A lot of women do that. Yeah, but yeah he'll
has this been a constant problem for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't want them.
They're too big?
It's and like, let me be clear. Like,
issues.
I've got D's. I don't have, like, double D's, E's, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't like dressing them.
Uh-huh.
So you want
Well, I mean, I don't have a child
them
yet, but after
no, but
I have a child.
No, but you can build a connection.
Yes.
There are probably guys listening to this show right now who would say, don't bother dressing them then.
No.
I would say.
I mean, she's tried that approach once.
I did.
According
Santo does not want me to do it, but I...
Oh, of course
yeah
Santo doesn't.
How do you feel about guys who
when
get abs?
When was the last
done
time Santo won an
whatever
argument?
Whatever makes them feel comfortable.
Because he does
confident
abs over there, and I'm thinking about maybe... I see Oscar De La Hoya. He's got his abs done, so I'm thinking like...
You're going to get your abs done?
Maybe get some abs. Would that look weird?
Wiggy, you just show up at this doctor's office with a picture of Jaylen Brown being like, put
yes
this on me.
Well, you could do that. You
yeah
think that would look weird, though?
No, I want to do like a full mommy makeover.
All right, he does it all.
After, yeah. You got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty-size, full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. And before I throw it to Curtis for the weather, I want to say happy anniversary to April. Her husband Jim reached out to us. They listen every day.
Oh.
So the Petersons, happy wedding anniversary to them.
Thank you, April.
Yes,
Jim. Is it primarily April, or are they both listening together?
That's a good question.
Okay.
He texted in. Jim texted in.
All right.
So I'm guessing they're not together today. Maybe they're both working or, yep.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And a lot of listeners, Greg, at the hospital I went to have my surgery done. I went to Beth Israel, the Faulkner Center.
Yeah.
And they, you know, a lot of fans over there.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of listeners over there.
Oh, my
So
gosh.
Shout out to them for getting me here.
We are blessed. blessed by the greatest radio audience ever in the history of radio since Marconi. Curtis, the weather?
55 degrees, cloudy skies. Going to be nice this afternoon. Partly cloudy in the mid to upper 60s.